Malachim Beis Perek Yudayin. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us every Yerida is Letzarech Aliyah. Every descent is for the purpose of ascent. In this Perek we will learn the 10 tribes of Yisrael were exiled from Eretz Yisrael by Sancheiriv. Now Rizal explains, when Hashem initially created the world, a Shviras HaKelim, shattering of the vessels, occurred. Yisrael had to be in Egypt to, in a certain way, fix the original vessels that shattered by raising the sparks of holiness that are found in Galus exile. This is done by performing Torah, Tefillah, and Mitzvahs, even in the most difficult of circumstances. Therefore, as we learn about the Galus exile of the 10 tribes, it's in a sense a Yerida with Tzorach Aliyah, a descent for the purpose of ascent, to help fix the Shviras HaKelim, initial shattering of the vessels. So too for each and every single one of us, every Yerida, descent we have, Hashem is orchestrating and really bringing us to a higher level. Although we don't always see it, Hisrachakus, He has Karvus. Distancing is really bringing us close. Every single thing Hashem does in the world, on a macro level, Hashem is bringing the world to a greater place. And certainly on a micro level, and every individual, Hashem is leading them to a greater destination as well. Hoshea, son of Elah, reigns 9 years over Yisrael and the Shomron. And Pasuk Beis, Ya'as Hara Be'enei Hashem, and he continued doing evil in the eyes of Hashem, Rak Lo Kamalachei Yisrael, Asher Hayu Lefanav, but not totally evil like the previous kings. The Sefer Olam Rava brings, Hoshea removed the guard stations Yerovam ben Nevat had set up to prevent Yisrael from being Ole Lerego, going up to the Beis HaMikdash. Hoshea would announce, whoever desires to go up to Yerushalayim, go. Shalmaneser, king of Ashur, had made Hoshea become partially subservient to him. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Dalet Amal Aleph, Shalmaneser was Sancheiriv, as Sancheiriv had 8 names. Sancheiriv, Teglas Plesar, Pilneser, Shalmasar, Pul, Sargon, Asanparava, and Yakira. Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, arrested Hoshea after noticing Hoshea paid homage to So, king of Egypt. Sancheiriv laid siege on Yisrael for 3 years. The 10 tribes of Yisrael were then completely exiled from Eretz Yisrael, as it says in Pasuk Vav. Bashanas Hatishis, Hoshea Lachad Melech Ashur Ashurim, Vayagel Es Yisrael Ashura. It was in the 9th year of the reign of King Hoshea when the king of Ashur had captured Yisrael in the Shomron and then exiled them to Assyria. The Rambam Mipano brings, the 10 tribes of Yisrael were not exiled throughout the entire world. They were only exiled to a specific location. As we mentioned, the purpose of Galus, exile, is to purify the location Yisrael is in. Here, because most of Yisrael were not Torah scholars, they need not be spread out through the entire world, unlike Yehuda, who was spread out through the entire world when they were exiled. And Pasuk Zion through Chav Gimel, the Navi itself lists a summary of the negative reasons of why Hashem let Yisrael be exiled from Eretz Yisrael. The gist of the reasons given are as follows. The nation of Yisrael, who was chosen by Hashem, Hashem had taken them out of Egypt. Yisrael then feared and worshipped other gods. Yisrael followed in the ways of the Gentile nations. Yisrael spread idols throughout their own land. Hashem had sent many prophets to warn Yisrael to bring Yisrael to tshuva, to bring Yisrael close to Hashem. However, Yisrael did not listen or keep the Torah. They brought their own children to Moloch and other forms of forbidden worship. In Pasuk Yeches, it says, V'yitanef Hashem ma'od v'Yisrael, v'yashem al panov lo nisharak shevet Yehuda. Hashem became very angry at Yisrael and removed his presence for them, except for the tribe of Yehuda. Yisrael preferred to follow the path of Yerovam ben Nevat than the path of David HaMelech. And Pasuk Chav Dalet through Lamed Beis, Sancheiriv then placed several foreign nations into Eretz Yisrael to settle the land. Lions came and attacked the foreign nations because of their idol worship. Sancheiriv had a Kohen teach the foreign nations Judaism to have them fear Hashem, so the lions would stop attacking them. In Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says, Es Hashem hayu yireim, ves Elokeim hayu ovdim. They feared Hashem, but they also served their gods. Well, they feared Hashem, in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, through Mem, which is the end of the Perek, while they feared Hashem, they did not keep the Torah and continued to worship idols. And that's the end of the Perek. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.